Yeah, so it's true that the Biden administration prioritized democracy globally, certainly in its rhetoric, but that doesn't seem to apply to the Middle East. That's why we can speak of a Middle East exception. The Middle East stands apart in this respect, that there is still the same old reliance on Arab authoritarian regimes and not that much criticism or pushback against their human rights abuses. There are historical reasons for that, a sense that the U.S. needs Arab autocrats to preserve or promote its national security interests. I think that seeing how unstable the Middle East is now, we should question that premise. The reliance on Arab autocrats doesn't seem to ever lead to stability. Didn't during the Arab Spring, it's not now in light of the Gaza war and the regional repercussions. So I think that is a major gap in the Biden administration's approach, and it's worth questioning. If there is a serious commitment to global democracy promotion, it has to be global. There can't be a regional exception. Otherwise, it's not a real strategy. It's a strategy with caveats, and that undermines its effectiveness.
That brings me to another question. When Senegal managed to keep its democracy alive and had free and fair elections, the United States hailed the peaceful transition of power to the opposition. How do you explain this support compared to living with failed transitions in democracy in Tunisia and Egypt?
Oh, Senegal doesn't have real national security implications for the U.S., so American policymakers are going to be broadly supportive of democratization there. There isn't a major Islamist party in Senegal. Senegal's politics are quite different than the politics of the Middle East, which are much more contentious between secular parties and religiously inspired parties. So Senegal has the benefit of not being in the Middle East. Once you're located in the Middle East, then different rules apply, unfortunately. So Tunisia and Egypt are obviously two of the cases where I think many of us in the pro-democracy community, we wish that the U.S. would have been more proactive and would have made different decisions at key moments. And I think we have to look back at some of the mistakes that were made during the Arab Spring and ask ourselves, why didn't the Obama administration do more to keep those democracies alive? In the case of Egypt, in the case of Tunisia, obviously the decline there happened more recently under the Biden administration. And I think we have to ask, why didn't the Biden administration do more to try to keep Tunisia going on a positive path instead of accepting the coup that resulted in the rise of Kais Saied?